Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Dr. Sonya Gray with you this evening. Getting ready to talk about my book, Stop Hiding Behind the Mask, Breaking Generational Curses. I am so excited to be hosting this evening and talking about my book. And the reason why I wrote the book, this book was a very hard book for me to write. It was my life story of generational trauma, 47 years that I went through wearing masks, trying to please people. And for me, was hard because I knew the attack that was going to come from writing this book. And when I wrote this book, the first 12 chapters, it took me one day. Yes, one day. And then God added to it. But as he added to it, he peeled off the layers that was holding me back for years. And I am so excited about the book and the people that have read the book and the deliverance from the book and what he's doing through this book. If you do not have the book, reach out to me on Facebook, on Instagram, or just my email, srministries924@gmail.com. It's a life-changing book. I'm not just bragging. I'm just here to say that God changed me through this book, and now I can walk in the call and be who God's called me to be. And I'm excited that God even allowed me to take on this project and this mantle of helping people be delivered from wearing masks. Because we all do, not just women, men do too. And we walk around here with this facade that, oh, we're okay when we're really not okay. And I wasn't okay. I was slowly dying. I was in the bed. I was walking on a cane. I've been through some stuff, and I had to talk about it. And we can't keep holding stuff in and not be who God's called us to be. The opinions of people and others and leaders and family, friends, foes, that is not who God's called you to be. You have your own unique fingerprint God has given you, and he desires for you to walk in that calling. And for me, I wasn't doing that. I was letting God down. And in this process of me writing this book and him peeling back the layers bit by bit, I became the woman of God that I've been called to be. And today I can truly say, without a shadow of a doubt, I am that woman. This year has been life-changing, and we're just in the third month. Yes, March. I met some phenomenal women this year. I've been unlocked, per se, by God. He's allowed some awesome women of God to pour into me, to cut on me, to sharpen me, correct me, not in a bad way, but in a good way. So I am excited about my future. I'm excited about your future, most importantly. But this has been an awesome journey for me. Even through my sickness, even through the heartaches, through the pain, God has persevered with me along this journey, and he's been beside me the whole way. And I never would have thought that God would have shown me who I was, and I ran from it for so long, and not knowing that God was going to be a present help in time of trouble, even in famine, even in lack, even in pain. He has not left me, and I am truly excited about what he's going to do, not just my life this year, your life and your ministry, your business. it's going to be a good ride, people. But we got to be prepared for the ride. Don't just sit here and not do the work. I'll say that. You got to do the work. Me, I had to repent today because I've been wanting somebody to help me do something. And God said, I've equipped you to do it. You don't need nobody else's help. And so we got to stop to ourselves and sitting back, waiting on others to do what God already showed us how to do. I'm being real. This is real talk today from Dr. Sonya Gray. So we're gonna take the mask off. We're going to do the work, and we're going to be who God's called us to be, men and women of God, because I wasn't who he called me to be for years. I walked around pleasing people, people pleasing, and we have to stop doing that. In order for us to be who God has called us to be, we have to walk worthy of the call on our lives, and I'm doing that now. I'm not, I don't even care about the opinions of others. They can't stop me anymore. I am an awesome woman of God. I know who I am. I look at myself every day, and I'm blossoming. I'm like a flower getting ready to sprout open. That's what God's doing for me, and he's going to do that for you. And so don't let the opinions of other people stop you. Because I did that for years, and I don't want you to do that. I want you to be who God's called you to be. I want you to reach out to me. I'm also a certified life coach. If you need a coach, I'm her. I am here for you on this journey. Now, I'm not going to give you what to do. You're going to write out your goals yourself, and I'm going to walk you through these goals. Because if I give it to you, then I'm doing all the work. You got to put in some work. And that's what God has told me, Sonya. You got to put in the work. So I had to put in the work. I have 14 books I have to write. I got to put in the work. I've been sitting back, allowing my sickness, raising my grandboys, being a wife, a grandmother, slash mother, and other things to stop me. But I am no longer going to allow that to stop me. I'm in school online. Yes. 4.0. Getting my license in social work. My favorite thing. Helping people. And I'm excited. I'm excited about this next journey and the next chapter in my life. And finishing this devotional book and collaborating with my sister in Christ, Angela Thompson Smith, and some more ladies on some other books, and being tenacious in our call and our walk with God, and not being jealous of each other, not in competition, walking this out together. And there's no competition in God, people. God's no respected person. He loves each and every one of us. And like I said earlier, you are uniquely designed by God. And when you understand that you have your own fingerprint, you have your own niche, you don't worry about the opinions of others. You move in that lane. You stay in that lane that God's put you in. That's what I've been doing. I'm staying in the lane that God's put me in this year. And so let's not get sidetracked by what other people think about us. And I had. I'm being honest tonight. On here, I got sidetracked because of the opinions of other people. And I set out on God. Well, not this year. 2020 is the year that I will be an international world traveler with my book, with my other friends. I'm going to travel this country. I told my grandkids we're going to get some stars, and we got the map on the wall for homeschool, and we're going to put a star on every state that we go to this year, because we will travel each state. We will not live in fear of what's going on right now. This is only temporary, people. Yes, understand that. God had to get our attention with all this stuff that's going on. Hurricanes, tornadoes, coronavirus. Oh, God's got your attention now. So, we're going to be about our Father's business. We're going to take the mask off, and we're going to walk in our calling. We're not going to be in fear. Yes. And if you need a coach, I'm a writing coach too. If you need me to come and do a workshop, facilitate something about writing books and or talk about my book, I love talking. Yesterday I was with a group of girls and I talked about affirmations, affirming yourself daily. I didn't do that for a long time. I just get up and go about my day. I affirm who I am in God every day. And I think men and women should do it. You should sit down and write some affirmations and post them. I got sticky notes all over the place. I am a woman of God. I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Y'all, write positive stuff about yourself. I don't want to see anything negative around me. I don't deal with negative stuff. I don't deal with drama. I don't deal with gossip. I don't deal with mess. I call it my DGM principle. That's what I told my girls. That's what I always tell them. Drama, gossip, and mess will drain you. So this year, we're not going to do that, people. We're going to walk in our callings. We're going to take the mask off. And we're going to stop hiding behind the mask and be who God has called us to be. Men and women of the Most High God, He is everything, y'all, if you just seek His face. I don't work anymore. I'm in full-time ministry. I'm disabled. Yes, I am. And my household's on a fixed income. But I'll tell you what, we have not missed a beat because I know who my source is. It is not man. It is God. And God will be who you call Him to be. You better watch your mouth this year, people. My chief apostle told me that. Your mouth is your portion. So whatever you speak this year is what you'll have. If you speak curses, you will be cursed. If you speak blessings, you will be blessed. So let's do this. We'll take the mask off. We'll speak blessings. We'll bind up the curses that's been hindering us for doing what we're supposed to be doing this year. And be who God's called you to be. I am so excited that Angela started out robbery to give me this platform this evening to be on here and talk about who God's called me to be. I would have never thought I would have been writing. I did not like to write. God has a sense of humor. Yes, He does. And that was my second book. My first book was about peace because I didn't have any peace. For years, I walked around with no peace because I am a domestic violence survivor. I'm a sexual assault survivor. I was date raped at 12, at 14, excuse me, and gang raped at 18, left for dead. Yes. So I have a tremendous testimony, and I will shout it to the world. I will travel and talk about it. The goodness of God, how He spared my life, and He's kept me here. Even through all of this, I'm now the president of Pro-Life Movement in South Carolina, the whole state, not just Spartanburg, South Carolina, the state of South Carolina. I am the president of Pro-Life Movement. Oh, yes. We are fighting for every unborn child to live. And so God allowed me through all this to take my mask off and open doors that no man could shut. As long as we're wearing our mask and being hidden, can't no one see us. So I had to take the mask off and take the blinders off and hear God clearly to be who He's called me to be. And I'm excited to have God as my chief pilot, as I co-pilot this journey with Him. Because He's a chief pilot. I'm on a long ride with Him, and I'm letting Him guide me. See, for so long, we tried to do things ourselves and be out of order and not let God guide us. Oh, He's my guide now. He has truly blown my mind this month. Today's the 10th. Yeah, March the 10th. In 8 more days, I'll be 52. And every day this month, God has blown my mind. I mean, seeds have been sown. People have been coming, taking me out the house, getting me out the house to do stuff. But I had to get a relationship with God in order for this to happen. See, we got to stop allowing people to leech off of us, of suck us dry, and be people pleasers. This is real talk tonight. We have to be authentic. I told God years ago, if I can't do it the way you want me to do it, God, I won't do it. I will never copy anyone else's stuff. If it ain't real, authentic, I don't want it. I don't want it to be like anyone else. I want it to have my fingerprint on it. It's plenty of life coaches out here, but I know what kind of coach I am. I'm a destiny coach. I inspire you to soar. My son told me about 2 years ago, Mom, you're a spiritual midwife. Do you understand what that is? I'm like, no, I don't. You push people to birth their calling, and you don't get credit for it. Are you okay with that, Mom? I'm like, yes, I'm okay. I'm okay with that. So I know what I'm called to do. I know who I am called to be. And I want you, as men and women of the Most High God, to understand that as well. And when you understand that, heaven is going to open up so wide and just pour out on you. And you're going to be, like, blown away at what God's going to do for you. Because I'm being blown away every day. When someone comes to your house and they take off their brand-new pair of sneakers and they give them to you, that blows your mind. Yeah, blew my mind. This happened yesterday. Real talk. Cash App every day this year, this month. This is the 10th day. Yeah, Cash App every day. And I'm not going to brag or boast about anything, but God is my source. And he's made sure that people sowed in good ground. I don't want anyone sowing into ground that's not good. And so if you feel that someone is good ground, you sow into them. But you be led about that, and the Holy Spirit will allow you to do that. Angela is good ground, and those of us that are connected to her, we need to sow into her. Yes, there's nothing in life free, and I'm going to sow into her. Because this girl is doing phenomenal work with this organization, and if I can do it and I'm disabled and I don't get a check like once a month, people that work, this guy can too. I am just excited about the ministry that she's doing, that the platform that she's given us, and we need to sow people. Sow into this young lady's life and be a blessing. And when you're a blessing, God will restore back. But believe me, I've blessed and not 24-hour return around. I went to an event last Friday night. Yes, I did. Kicking for a Cause with Pastor Brandon Montgomery for at-risk youth. And I sacrificed because I didn't have that $40. The next day, I got a 100-fold return on that. So believe me, people, when you sow in the good ground, it's coming back. And there's no lack in God. I need you to get that. There is no lack in God. He is everything you need. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a provider. He is so much. I don't even have the list would be so long. So y'all need to get that and take the mask off and walk in your calling today. Because I'm excited. I am excited about my future. and about what he's going to do for my family this year. Because I'm claiming God for new things this year. A lot of new stuff. And I'm getting out of the way. I'm getting in position. And I need you to get in position. Because God wants you to. So he can do what he needs to do in your life. And it's going to be so great. I'm going to hear about it because you're going to inbox me. You're going to DM me and say, Dr. Gray, I just want to tell you what God did today. And I'm excited that when I wake up every morning that I get with God first before I even plant my feet on the ground and let him know, you know what, God, thank you for letting me wake up and see another day and let me get with my word and get with you and be who you've called me to be. And there is no greater experience than being able to be with God and know that he's got you no matter what. Because I've gotten bad reports from doctors, and I heard them. Oh, praise God, I heard you. When you told me last year that my stomach had stopped working and that it would no longer work, that I could not eat. Well, I heard God say, put your hands on your belly through my chief apostle, and I put my hands on my belly, and I eat. Because you got to understand, life and death is in the power of your tongue. And if you receive every negative report a doctor give you, you will be gone quickly. So you got to get in your word. You got to know who you are and walk worthy of that call that God has put on your life. And I am so there now. I've not always done that, but I am now. I'm there. I am so there. I refuse to allow seizures, migraines, gastroparesis to have me. God has me. And see, that's how you take the mask off. When I took that mask off, before I took that mask off, this stuff would have took me out. Yes. I would have been 6 feet under. But when I took the mask off, God opened doors. He opened my eyes. He opened my mouth to speak what he says, not what man says. So know that when you go to the doctor, he gives you a negative report, just smile, look at him, say, You just listen to him, and you, in the back of your mind, say, my God got me. Because he's got me. I've been through some stuff. They thought I had brain cancer a year ago. Let me tell you, God is with you. No matter what you grow through, God has your back. Know that, men and women of God on here. He is awesome. But also, before I get off here, I got 7 more minutes. You need to understand that you have to have great mentors, great voices from men and women of God that's been through stuff, that's not going to just give you a pity party, give you what you want to hear. They're not going to correct you. Yeah, you got to be corrected. You got to be cut on. You got to be pruned. I had to be who I am today. And it's hurt. It hurts sometimes. Oh, it hurts. Oh, believe me, it hurts. But it has to in order for us to get to that place in God. So I'm excited for you as we walk this journey out with Angela and all the authors that's associated with her. This is our year. And I need y'all to know that. This is our year to be who God's called us to be. And I'm not just saying that. I'm hearing that prophetically. Yes, this is your year. So you need to start writing that down. This is my year. And everything that you want God to do, list it. Don't just say it. List it. The word of God says, write the vision, make it plain. Let's do that, people. Without a vision, God's people perish. So I need us to do what God has ordained us to do, but we better write it down too. so we can look at it daily and check it off if he does it. I have a prayer wall. Every 3 to 6 months, I go check it. And when God's answered the prayers I put on it, I check them off. Then I take them down and I add new ones. I got a big envelope in my house that God has answered all these prayers that I keep in the envelope. Because as I take them down, I keep them and put an envelope. Let me tell you, I hear from God. And I'm a true intercessor. I don't play when it comes to the things of God and praying for people. I, without ceasing, when somebody asks me to, I pray. Right then and there. Even when I see it on the Facebook wall, Instagram wall, I go to praying. I say, God, heal this person. Do this for this person, God. And when you do that and sincerely do that, God will do what he needs to do for you. Your covers will be overflowing. You will not lack in any area of your life. And I haven't. It's been hard sometimes, but you know what? It's got to be hard for God to get our attention. That's why he's getting our attention right now with this stuff that's going on in the nation, in the world. Believe me, this has got some people's attention. So this is how God has to get us back to him, through the things that's going on around us. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for my future, your future, and I'm here for you for the long haul. I'm not just saying that. That is who I am. People fall by the wayside. And people, we got to understand, some people are only in your life for a season to push you off the cliff for you can soar. So I'm here to inspire you to soar. That will be soon, be in my podcast. Look for it. It's coming soon. Because, I am the destiny coach, and I inspire you to soar. And so I will be doing that soon. It's in the works. I'm working on some things. Because we got to soar in this season. We're eagles. And I want you to know you're an eagle. God wants you to soar way above anything that you could think of. And I'm excited. So I'm about to get off of here. I'm so excited to be on here with y'all tonight. And reach out to me. My ministry number is 864-381-7635. Reach out to me. I'm on Instagram, Dr. Sonya Gray. I'm on Facebook, Sonya Gray. It's got me and my husband's name on it. It says Roosevelt and Sonya. But reach out to me. And if you need help with anything, I'm here. And it's been an awesome pleasure to be on here with you tonight. I love you. And you have a prosperous week. And God bless you.